Begin the current daf Masechta Beya daf Yud Zayin. Begin on the second line from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues on the discussion similar to the previous daf. And that is, we spoke about the halacha of Erev Tavshilin, when Yom Tov falls out before Shabbos. So Yom Tov is Friday, then goes Shabbos, regarding the permissibility of cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Now the Gemara continues when Yom Tov actually is on Shabbos, the same day as Shabbos, regarding what are the halachas of Tefillah. So talk about Lenna Braisa. Yom Tov Shechalis B'Shabbos, if Yom Tov is on the same day as Shabbos, so we have the following machlokes regarding what is the nusach, what type of tefillah, how many brachas do we say in Shmoyne Esrei. So Bishama say that Mispal Shmoyne, actually it's not Shmoyne Esrei, regular day is 18 brachas. Now it's called the Amida, we daven 8 brachas. And that is there, the first 3 brachas we always say, the last 3 brachas we always say, so it's an automatic 6. Then regarding the middle, generally in the weekday there's more brachas and Shabbos Yom Tovim is last. So Bishama say when it's Yom Tov and Shabbos on the same day, although generally on Shabbos or Yom Tov, each one separately, there would be one extra bracha for the Yom Tov or the Shabbos, which would make it for 7. Now that there's both Shabbos and Yom Tov, you say 8 brachas. V'ayim shel Shabbos from the Atzma, you say a separate bracha for Shabbos. V'shel Yom Tov from the Atzma, a separate bracha for Yom Tov, therefore it's 3 plus 3 plus 2. That makes up a total of 8 brachas. B'solam b'sol say, mispal sheva, you only say 7 brachas. Now, that's because you're combining the two of them, Shabbos and Yom Tov, one bracha for both. Mascha b'shal Shabbos, you begin that middle bracha with Shabbos, and that is you start saying regarding Shabbos, you say batit and lanu esyem hamanoich hazeh, you start talking about Shabbos. Then you go on to esyem chag pleni hazeh, then you go on to this yom to whichever one it is. U'misayim, and you conclude the bracha b'shal Shabbos with Shabbos, that is you end the bracha just mikadesh haShabbos, and you don't mention the fact that it's Yom Tov. V'omer kedushas hayom be'emtzah, and as we said, you mentioned the sanctity of the day, whichever Yom Tov it is, in the middle, meaning in the middle of that bracha, you say, batitin lanu Hashem lekeinu esyem hamanucha zeh ve'esyem chag pleni hazeh. You mention Shabbos, and in that bracha, which you started with Shabbos, you end with Shabbos, in there you also mention Yom Tov. Now Rebbe argues, he says that, although it's like Pesil, that there's only 7 brachas, you don't have a 7 bracha for Yom Tov, but Av Chesim Ba, you also conclude with it, not just of Shabbos, but rather Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Hashem, you bless Hashem that He sanctifies Shabbos, and the Jewish people, and the different times that are the Yom Tov. Now, Tani Tani Kamid Ravina, there was someone that had said a quote of Bryce from under Ravina regarding this statement of Rebbe in a certain version. The way it was said over was Mikadosh Yisrael, that you end the bracha as it is, not like the way it was quoted in the name of Basil, that you just end Mikadosh HaShabbos. He quoted Mikadosh Yisrael, Hashem should be blessed that He sanctifies the Jewish people, V'HaShabbos, the Shabbos, V'Hazmanim, and the Yom Tovim. Now Amalei Ravina responded to me, says, what do you mean? Atu Shabbos, do you think Shabbos Yisrael Mikadosh, that the Jewish people sanctify the day of Shabbos? That you, in your order, you put in the way, in the version of Rebbe that you had Yisrael, the Kedusha of Yisrael, before the Kedusha of Shabbos. Why would you have it before? In other words, we could understand why Yisrael comes before Zmanim. Because actually, the sanctity of the Jewish people is necessary to have the sanctity of the Yom Tovim, because through the Kedusha of the Jewish people, who they go ahead and they establish when the months are, which that is the Moedim, the Yom Tovim, depend on when Rish Chodesh is, when the Jewish courts decide when that is, so we can understand why you put Yisrael before Hazmanim. But V'Hashabbos Mekadosh V'Kayma, but Shabbos' sanctity has been around since Sheish Yemei Bereishis, when the world was created. It doesn't depend on when the month when the beginning of that month is going to be, which is dependent on Kedushas Yisrael, because every 7 days, again and again, notwithstanding what's going to be with the Jewish people. Elaim, rather, he told him the correct version, as we had just quoted before, is Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael Vazman. Rebbe's version that he says is not just Mekadosh HaShabbos, that rather with Yisrael and Hazmanim, the order is first Shabbos, because that stands on its own. Then comes the sanctity of the Jewish people, which on that is dependent the sanctity of the Hazmanim of the Yom Tov. Now, halacha, Rabbi Yisrael says, halacha ki Rebbe, the halacha falls like Rebbe, that it's not just like Bishil was quoted as saying that you have, although there's 7 brachas, you don't make a separate bracha for Yom Tov and Shabbos, you have one bracha in the middle of Shabbos and Yom Tov, now, but you do not conclude just Mekadosh HaShabbos, you conclude Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman, Ukatarot Ravina, and the way Ravina had corrected the version, which is not having Yisrael first, then Shabbos and Zmanim, but Shabbos by itself, then Yisrael Vazmanim, that's the correct version of the Nusach HaBracha that we make when it's Shabbos and Yom Tov on the same day. Related, the Gemara brings Tarbon learn the Braisa. Shabbos, Shchalias B'Reish Chodesh, or B'Chol HaShemoed. So it's not Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it's somewhat a lower level of a Yom Tov, which is Rish Chodesh or Chol HaShamayim, the weekday days of Pesach and Sukkot that come between the two Yom Tov. So regarding that, the Braisa tells us that Arvis V'Shachris and Mincha Mispal Sheva, regarding the regular davening of Shabbos, which is not Musiv, then you say seven brachas, like every Shabbos. We're just saying it's Shabbos, it happens to be Rish Chodesh and Chol HaShamayim, so you make a regular Shabbos davening, just like it would be in the weekday, that you wouldn't mention the Yom Tov of Rish Chodesh or the Yom Tov of Chol HaShamayim in its own distinct bracha. So here also, you're not going to mention in the davening of Shabbos its own distinct bracha. Rather, you're going to do it in the version of Yalav Yavi, the way it's done during the weekday. So to Shabbos, you don't make a separate bracha for it, the way Bishame says when it's a Yom Tov, and you don't even include it in the Shabbos tefillah when you're mentioning the Shabbos davening. You don't even mention the fact that it's Chol HaShamayim or Rish Chodesh. Rather, you mention something that has to do with the event of the day, of Rish Chodesh, and of the Chol HaShamayim, Ba'avayd, you mentioned that in the bracha of Ritzei, which is what we commonly know as Yalav Yavay, which is mentioned in the bracha of Avayd, but you don't put it into the fact, into the davening itself of Shabbos, like Yom Tov would be included in that we mentioned before, that Esyem Chag Pleni Azeh, you don't mention Rish Chodesh inside the Shabbos davening. You put it in the bracha of Yalav Yavay. V'im lo yama, but if you didn't mention the Yalav Yavay in the bracha Ritzei for Rish Chodesh or Chol HaShamayim, Machzir and I say we make him go back. It is integral, although it's not going to be going into the actual middle bracha, but it has to be mentioned in Ritzei. Rabbi Eliezer, he says Bahida. Actually, the Rish Chodesh and the Chol HaShamayim is mentioned in the bracha of Maidim, just like we say by Al HaNisim, by Chanukah and Purim. We mention it in the middle of the bracha of Maidim. He says the same thing would apply regarding Rish Chodesh or Chol HaShamayim. Now, Uvim Musafin, however, by the davening of Musaf, so this was regarding Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha, where it's Shabbos, and the Habas of Rish Chodesh, and either Chol HaShamayim, that then we're not going to mention it in the bracha itself, but it has to be mentioned in Yalav Yavoy or in the bracha of Ma'idim. Now, however, regarding the Tefillah of Musaf, Mascha B'Shal Shabbos, U'Mishayim B'Shal Shabbos, so regarding the Tefillah of Musaf, you start with Shabbos, you end with Shabbos, and you mention the sanctity of the day, you mention Rish Chodesh, or you mention Chol HaShamayim in the bracha of the middle bracha of the bracha of Musaf. You don't say it in just a version of Yalav Yavay or in the bracha of Maidim. This peer of Tanoim, they argue, and they say, no, Kol Makim, every place, not just Musaf, Shehuskuk L'Sheva, that you have seven brachas, in other words, when we're talking about when it falls out on Shabbos, even Ma'ariv, even Shachris, and even Mincha, not just like it was said regarding Musaf, Mascha B'Shal Shabbos, U'Mishayim B'Shal Shabbos, you start with Shabbos, you end with Shabbos, V'Leimer Kedush Shal Yom Be'emtza, and you say the Rish Chodesh, that, and you mention the Chol HaShamayim in the bracha itself, you don't say just in Yalav Yavay. Amar Avuna, when it says, Ein Halacha K'Eisei Zug, the Halacha is not like Rabbi Shmuel, B'nai Shabbos, America, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rather, halacha is like the Tanna Kama, that regarding Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha, when it's Rish Chodesh on Shabbos, or if it's Chol HaShamayim on Shabbos, you only say seven brachas, and you say what's called Me'ein HaMa'ira, you mention the fact that it's Rish Chodesh today, Chol HaShamayim, you mention that only in Yalav Yavay in Ritzei. However, Rashi tells us that halacha is not like the Tanna Kama regarding the other part that he said regarding the Tefillah of Musaf, that you start with Shabbos and you end with Shabbos. Rather, regarding this, as we mentioned before, that the halacha is like Rebbe, that not only that you're going to conclude Mekadosh HaShabbos, but you're also going to be concluding, if even if it's just Chol HaShamayim or Rish Chodesh, you're going to conclude Mekadosh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim, or Rish Chodashim, if it's also Rish Chodesh. And that is the minhag today, that we mention Musaf only in Yalav Yavi regarding if it's on Shabbos, and we're talking about Rish Chodesh or Chol HaShamayim, when by the Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha, but Musaf, that is mentioned in the middle of the text of the middle bracha, and that is, we conclude, Mekadosh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim, or Rish Chodashim, if it's Rish Chodesh. Now the Gemara turns to the discussion that was mentioned at the bottom of the previous daf, that there was a machlekes regarding, are you allowed to make an Iruv Chatzeris on Yom Tov for Shabbos? However, everyone agreed one cannot make an Iruv Tchumen from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Now regarding that, Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav, he says, however, Manich Odem Eruv Tchumen mi Yom Tov l'chaveret. There is a way to make an Iruv Tchumen from Yom Tov to Shabbos if we're talking about that he remembered on the first day of Yom Tov, if there's 2 days Yom Tov. For example, if let's say Thursday and Friday is Yom Tov. Now he wants to be able to go on Shabbos another 2,000 amas passed where his tchum ends, which is what is allowed if one makes erev tchumen. But he forgot, and it's already on the first day of Yom Tov. So on that, Rav Chiya bar Ashi says there is a way to do this if one remembers on the first day of Yom Tov, umasne, and he makes a condition, he makes a tnai, and that is, he says the following statement. He says, if today, because when there's 2 days of Yom Tov, essentially it's a suffix, is that they didn't know which one is the correct day of Yom Tov, so they celebrated 2 days of Yom Tov because of a stringency. However, the person says, he says, look, if today is really weekday and this is the first day of Yom Tov, it's not really, it's really tomorrow's the first day of Yom Tov on Friday, and tomorrow's holy, so then I'm making an erev right now because it's weekday, I could. If it's the other way around, well, then I don't have to make an erev tchumen or erev tavshilin. And he says that if today is holy, he says, look, what I'm saying is, then it's nothing. And tomorrow, he goes ahead and he does the same thing regarding erev tchumen. And he says, on the same piece of bread, and then either way, it's going to be an erev. But regarding erev tavshilin, actually, as the Gemara will explain, regarding Amar Rava, Rava's going to say, that's a little bit different because there, manich adam erev tavshilin, yom tov lechaver masne, there also a person can do the same thing, where he can make erev tavshilin, however, there he doesn't have to repeat his condition the following day. And that is because there, if the first day is weekday, so good, you're making erev tavshilin now, and then tomorrow you could cook Friday to Shabbos. If today is Yom Tov, then tomorrow is weekday, so then anyways you could cook from Friday, which is weekday, to Shabbos. So they don't have to repeat anything the following day, because Meman of Shach, just by saying what you said the first day, you can do it the next day, but regarding Erev Tchumen, then you have to go ahead and say it on either day and say, look, if today is weekday, so I'm making Erev Tchumen. If today is Yom Tov, then the next day you have to go ahead and establish it on the weekday and go ahead and make the Erev Tchumen. However, one, although we said you cannot make Erev Tchumen and you cannot make Erev Tavshilin on Yom Tov, however, when it's 2 days of Yom Tov, then since it's a suffix, then you could go ahead and make it on the first day of Yom Tov or the second day and say, look, if today's Yom Tov, then it's not, but if it's a weekday, then this is the day that I'm making either the Erev Tavshilin or the Erev Tchumen. Now, the Gemara explains that we had these two versions where Rav Chiya bar Ashi said in the name of Rav that one could do this with the Erev Tchumen, and Rav said this, that one could do this condition with the Erev Tavshilin. So the Gemara explains that man da'ame Erev Tchumen, the one who said this halacha regarding halachas of Erev Tchumen, that you could do this, although Yom Tov not allowed to make, as we said in the previous daf, but since it's the first day of Yom Tov, you could say, look, if today is Yom Tov, then I'm not doing it. If tomorrow is Yom Tov, then I'm not doing it then. It's going to be on the other day. Then kol shekein Erev Tavshilin, then for sure one could do that with the halacha of Erev Tavshilin, to do this conditional Erev. Umandam Erev Tavshilin, but however, the one that says that's Rava, that you could do this by Erev Tavshilin, Aval Erev Tchumen Loi. However, he wouldn't hold that one could do this conditional Erev regarding halachas of Tchumen. Now, my time, what's the reason? They both are forbidden to be done on Yom Tov or Shabbos, so why would one work and not the other? So now the Gemara answers, Delamikne Shvisa B'Shabbat, because to go ahead and acquire a residence on Shabbos, which doesn't necessarily mean Shabbos, because actually Yom Tov is also called Shabbos, so it really means on Yom Tov, like that they did not permit the person to go ahead and acquire a residence on Yom Tov, even if it's a doubt. You're right, it might not be, and you're doing only on that condition, that this is not the day of Yom Tov. In spite of that, we did not allow you to make those preparations for Shabbos. Now, although Rav is saying that we did allow you to do that conditional Erev for the Erev Tavshilin, that's only because of the covet of Shabbos they permitted you, because they wanted you to have food for Shabbos, which is only possible if you could cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So for that, they allowed you to do this conditional Erev to say, look, you didn't make your Erev Tavshilin, but you remembered on the first day. So then you could say, if today is the day of weekday, then I'm making the Erev now. And if tomorrow is really the day of weekday, then I'll cook tomorrow anyway, because it's weekday. And in Maman of Shach, like it said, either way, you'll be able to cook on the next day, Friday, for Shabbos, but that's only because of Kavod Shabbos. But regarding Erev Tchumen, there we did not allow you, even Al Tzad HaSafik, which you're doing it only on the Safik, on the Tzad, that it's really the weekday, we did not allow you to do that on Yom Tov itself. Now, regarding the topic that was mentioned in the Mishnah regarding cooking from one day to the next, which was from Yom Tov to Shabbos, the Gemara says, "Tarbon l'en abraisa a similar halacha. Ein oifin menalad a baked bread mi Yom Tov lechaver, from one day of Yom Tov to the next." Now, and that's because regarding the Yom Tov, it's two different days, and that is really one is weekday, one is Yom Tov. One cannot go ahead and cook because you might be cooking from Yom Tov to the weekday. Now, be'emes amr, in truth, they said that memale isha kol hagedera basar, really a woman can fill up an entire pot with meat, afa pi she'ena tzricha lechaticha achas, even though she only needs one piece of meat. Now, although that seems to be flying in face of the halacha that we just said, that you can't cook what you don't need today for the next day, but that's because it's what's called one tircha, it's one exertion. And therefore, the same thing would apply, memale nachtim chavish al mayim, a baker can fill up a pot full of water that he needs for his baking, that Avapisha in the Tzarach Elikid Nechad, even though he only needs one flask of warm water, but once you're doing it, you could fill up the whole thing, and when you put on the fire, all of it's happening at one time, and therefore that's not considered going ahead and putting in more of an exertion than what's necessary. Avalefas, however, regarding baking, there you're not allowed to bake only what you need. And that's because every single loaf of bread needs to have its own baking, and each one's going to have to be taken on separately. So that's going to require a separate tircha for each one. That's not allowed because that's doing it from one day to the next. You can only cook and bake what you need for that day. Whereas Rav Shimon Lazar, he argues, he says, no, memali isha kol tana pas. A woman could even fill up an entire oven full of breads, even though she doesn't need all that food for Yom Tov, for this day itself. And the reason is because it is similar to the other clauses, because Mamnesha pas nefes yafa bismancha tana mali. The bread bakes better when the oven is full with other breads, and that's because their ovens were very small. Now, they would attach, the way they made their breads, well, they would attach the dough to the walls. Now, once the oven gets small, the space gets less because it's filled with breads, then there's no room for the heat to spread out, and therefore it goes into the doughs that are there, and therefore the breads get baked very well. So therefore that is intrinsic for what you need for that day. It's affecting, and therefore allowed to be done for the day itself, because even the bread that you do need is going to get baked better, is going to get baked better by having the other loaves of bread there that you don't even need today. And Amar Rava, Rava actually says, halacha k'Rav Shimon Lazar, halacha follows Rav Shimon Lazar, that not only is this allowed by having all these pieces of meat, which is one tircha, and the pot of water, but it's even allowed by all the different loaves of bread on Yom Tov itself, that even though you don't need them, it's permitted because it makes this bread cook and bake darker and better. Now, the Gemara continues with halachas of Erev Tavshil. Ibarilu, they had the following question. Misha lo hiniach Erev Tavshil. Regarding someone that did not leave, did not make Erev Tavshil before Yom Tov. Now, who Neser? We know that he's forbidden to bake now on Yom Tov or Shabbos. But the Kimche Neser, is his wheat, is his flour also forbidden? That now others cannot go ahead and bake his wheat for him? Or maybe who Neser in Kimche Neser? He's forbidden to go ahead and bake and do anything, act of cooking, but his flour is not forbidden. And they're allowed to use his. Now, the Gemara asks, L'may nafkimina, what's the difference? L'knuya kimcha l'achem, regarding if he has to go ahead and acquire his flour to others. In other words, does he have to give it to them, to gift it to them, so that then they should be able to bake it and then to give it to him? Or are they allowed to go ahead and just use it because it's not usher itself? Now, if you say that he's forbidden, and even all his flour is forbidden, he would have to first acquire to them, say, look, it's not mine, it's yours. Then they could go ahead and bake it and give it to him. But if you say only he's forbidden, but his flour is not forbidden, you're just not doing an act of cooking, but your objects, your resources then become forbidden, then you don't have to go ahead and acquire to them, it's permitted things. And someone else that made an erev could go ahead and cook for you. My, what's the halacha? So Gemara says, Toshim, I come in here from the following brisa. It says, Mishlo hinich Erev Tavshil, someone that did not leave Erev Tavshil, the case that we're talking about. So Harizu lo yafe, he's not allowed to bake, v'lo yivashle, he's not allowed to cook, v'lo yatman, he's not allowed to insulate, as people do for Shabbos, where they have them wrapped up from before, so it could maintain its heat throughout the Shabbos. So if someone didn't do this type of cooking from before Yom Tov, which is an act of Erev Tavshilin, then he's not allowed to go ahead and cook anything. Loy loy v'loy lachem, he's not a cook or bake or be matmin, not for him, not for other people. V'loy lachem oifin mevashen loy, and neither can others bake or cook for him. Now ketzu do I, so what should he do? Makne kimcha lachem, he has to first acquire his wheat, his flour to others. V'oifin mevashen, then they can bake for him and cook for him. So the Gemara says, shema minah, it's clear from this brisa, that hu nesu v'kimcha nesu shema minah, that obviously not only is he forbidden to go ahead and cook and bake with his flour, but even others cannot go ahead and use it, and therefore he has to first be maknit to them, and then they could use his resources to go ahead and bake and cook for him. Ibarilu, the following question. Avari afamai. What's the halacha if somebody transgressed? He didn't make an Erev Tavshil, but transgressed and baked anyways on Yom Tov, that's Friday. The question is, what's the halacha? Could that person then go ahead and eat on Shabbos? Even though they violated the Isser of Erev Tavshilin, but the food was baked. Now, can you eat that on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Toshma, coming here from the following brisa. It says, Mishlo hiniach Erev Tavshilin, someone who did not leave an Erev Tavshilin. So Ketzadoi, so what should he do? So we said, we just quoted this before, Makne kimcha lacher, he acquires his flour to others. Vachem oifel mevashlin, then others can bake for him and others can then cook for him. Now we continue on to Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, "V'i Isa." Now, if it would be that if one transgressed and baked on Friday Yom Tov, they would be permitted to eat that food on Shabbos. So then, if we find that the Tanna is trying to find ways to tell you when it would be permitted to have food on Shabbos, so listening, then it should have taught us also this case where Ava Va'afa Mutter, that if you went and you violated and you transgressed and you baked it, that then it would be permitted. That's another way to have food on Shabbos. So from the fact that it doesn't say that, obviously that it would be Aser. But the Gemara says, no, Amar Avad Ramasna, Tana, the Tana of the Braisa, Tekanta De Terektan. It was looking for ways of when it was made permittedly, that when there's a way that you can be able to have permitted food on Shabbos, when other people go ahead and take your things that you makna them, and they bake it for you, and you're cooking for you. Tekanta De Isur Lektani, it wasn't looking for ways of prohibited ways of having food that you could eat on Shabbos. Yes, if you were Avar V'Afa, then possibly it would be mutter to eat on Shabbos. But that's still violating an Isra of Erev Tavshila, and then therefore they didn't mention that. They weren't talking about cases of transgression, rather like a tchildig ways of doing it. So therefore there's no raya. Tashma, the Gemara says, come in, let's bring another raya. It says in the Braisa, Misha nech Erev Tavshila, someone that left over Erev Tavshila, he made an Erev Tavshila from before Yom Tov. So Hariza Eifer, he's allowed to bake, or Mavash, allowed to cook, or Matman, he's allowed to insulate, different ways of cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. If he wants to eat his Erev, you're allowed to eat it. However, if you ate the Erev before you baked or before you cooked, or actually hidden or before you insulated, then you're not allowed to bake anymore from Friday to Shabbos. Not to cook, and not to insulate, not for himself and not for others. And neither can others bake or cook for him. Because once it was eaten, it's as if there was nothing there from before Yom Tov, and therefore there's nothing to conclude now when you're continuing to cook. It's only when you're concluding when there was already food made, but if it's eaten up, there's nothing to connect the two. Aval, however, the Braisa tells us that there is a way to have food for Shabbos, even though the air was eaten up. Mevashel hula Yom Tov. You can cook for Yom Tov. Vim hoyser hoyser l'Shabbos. If there's leftovers, then you can eat those leftovers for Shabbos. Ubavachel yarm. However, the Braisa tells us as long as you don't use subterfuge. And that is that you don't trick and say like, oh, after you cook what you need for Yom Tov, then not to trick and to say, you know what, I think I'm going to have guests also and I might need other food, and then you're going to cook specially having in mind for Shabbos and leave that out for Shabbos. That's not permitted. That's called harama. Now, however, regarding the case that we mentioned on Almond Aleph, when you have one pot, where there you could add to have for Shabbos, because we said that even for a weekday you're allowed to, where a woman's allowed to fill up a whole entire pot full with meat, even though she only needs one piece. That's not what we're talking about. If it's one act that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov to have for Shabbos, because you could even do it for a weekday. What we're talking about is you already finished cooking. Then you want to have and cook specially for Shabbos. That would be considered harama because you don't need any more, and therefore that would be forbidden. Now the Braisa says, Vim Haramaser, if one did use subterfuge, he said, like he already finished cooking for Yom Tov, and he remembers Shabbos, what I do, I don't have Erev. He goes and says, I think I'm going to need guests, and then he cooks. That's going to be forbidden to eat on Shabbos. Because the Rabbanu were very stringent that we don't want to uproot the halacha of Erev. If we're going to allow people to do this harama, no one's going to make Erev Tavshilin anymore. Now, however, Rashi says this is not like a sugi mentioned of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, which we found that Rav Adar Bar Ava did a certain type of harama where he would salt each piece separately and says, oh, you know, I think I like this piece. No, I like this piece. That's because that actually is not really an Isser, because there's no Ibud, which is what's being done when you sold something, which is coming from the halacha of ma'abed, of tanning, which is really by hides, really doesn't apply by eichon, by food items. Now, if it's regarding the exertion that's there, so that we allow that him to do haram, because that we prefer that, because maybe if we don't allow people to salt each piece individually, they're going to afraid that meat's going to spoil, and they're going to shecht in the first place, and then they're not going to have simchas yom tov, so that we prefer. However, here it's different because this is only not for a loss of simchas yom tov, but rather for Shabbos. Here we didn't allow you to do haram. Now, be that as it may, the Gemara's question is saying that it sounds like that if even when, by the case of Harama, where you're not allowed to go ahead and cook, but if you did, it's going to be Aser, then most definitely if you were Avar, if you violated without even tricking and saying, oh, I think I need it for Yom Tov, rather you said, yeah, I don't care, I'm going to cook now because it's Yom Tov, and I don't care what they say, and they have food for Shabbos, for sure it's going to be Aser. So you see that Avar Afar is Aser. Then the Gemara says, no. Amar Vashi, actually, harama ka'amrit, Are you coming from harama, and that you're saying that, oh, if you see that if someone using subterfuge, that even if he ends up cooking that way, it's going to be usr on Shabbos, so too when you avir v'afa, if you violate it and you bake on Friday straight out, that's going to be usr on Shabbos? No, it's not true. Actually, shan harama dachmir b'rabban and tfei me'ezer. Actually, the rabban were more stringent regarding harama when you try to make it, it's not really usr, I really think I need the food. They were more stringent there than when someone says blatantly, I don't care, I'm going to cook, it's Yom Tov, I don't care that they say it's forbidden. Then actually, it would be permitted on Shabbos because there's no Meiser Shabbos. It's not on Shabbos anymore. You didn't cook on Shabbos. And therefore, since you did on Yom Tov, you could possibly even eat it on Shabbos because we could say Av Afa is Mutter. Now, Harama is not a proof because Harama is worse than Mezid. Because then people might say that, well, look, you know, by a Mezid, we could understand where the Chacham would be lenient because the other person is, he's a Rasha. He violates the words of the Chachamim, but no one's going to learn from him. Because, and even he himself will think about, what am I doing? What am I, a Rasha or something? What am I doing cooking on Yom Tov if I'm not allowed to cook for Shabbos? So therefore, it's not going to come to uproot the halachas of Erev, because no one's going to learn from him. Therefore, we say that that's something that is could possibly be permitted on to eat on Shabbos. But Harama, the person thinks he's doing something permitted. Therefore, he's never going to do tshuva. And other people are going to learn from him and say, hey, look, Yilaru, it's not such a... And no one's going to come end up making an Erev. And therefore, the whole halacha of Erev Tavshin is going to fall out the window. And therefore, the Rabbanan actually penalized that person. Says, look, you're doing harama. That's worse. When you're making believe it's mutter, it's worse than when you say right out, I don't care, I'm doing a Dvar Isser. And therefore, the Gemara says, it's not a raya from this case. Because actually, although we say, if you umarim, that it's aser, that's because they will penalize more than other the offer, maybe there actually would be mutter on Shabbos. Another Teretz Gemara gives why this wouldn't be a raya to the question. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, he says, Hamani, who's the Tanya this Brisa that says that imherim, if you did harama, it's aser? It's Chananya, that's going like Chananya, who the Gemara tells us, he's more stringent by the halachas of Erev Tavshilin, Valibit B'Shamay, like B'Shamay, and therefore it's not a riot to us, the whole like Basil, that the halacha would be, if you were Marim, that would be Asr, and therefore maybe the same thing of Va'afa, because actually it's going like a stringent opinion in the halachas of Erev Tavshilin. The time like learned the Braisa. Chananya says, that B'Shamay say, a very stringent version of Erev Tavshilin, that ain oifin yom kein arev bepas. You cannot bake on Yom Tov Shabbos unless the Erev was with something that was a baked good. Ve'im avashlin, you can neither cook yom kein arev betavshilin unless you had an Erev with a cooked dish. Ve'im taimlin, you cannot insulate from Yom Tov Shabbos yom kein hoyu chamen tumunim erev yom, unless you actually had an Erev with an insulated item from Erev Yom Tov. Ubisilaim, however, Basil Sechananya says, Dem Arbitavshal Echad, you can make Erev even with one cooked dish. Boisuba Kaltarki, you can do everything. You don't have to make a separate one for cooking and baking and insulating. Now, however, but what we see is that Chananya's version of Bishamay is very stringent. Maybe that's what this Bryce is going like, that if you did Harama, that it's going to be Asr. That's because of a stringent opinion, but maybe like Basil, it wouldn't be us, and therefore again, it wouldn't be a raya. This is the second test that it brings. Why wouldn't it be a raya to the question that we had regarding if someone was of every afa without making Erev Tavshilin, if their food is aser or mutter on Shabbos? So the Gemara tries to bring another raya. Now we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Chumas that says Hama'asa Peresa B'Shabbos. If someone takes off his meiser from his produce on Shabbos, so B'Shogegech, if he did it by mistake, he can eat it. But B'Meizer Lo Yechel, if he did it intentionally, in spite of the fact that the Rabbanan said it's forbidden to take off Chumas and meiser on Yom Tov, then it's going to be usr to eat it. Now, one thing we see is that Rabbana was stringent regarding the halachas of even though it's Isser Rabbanan, even regarding when there's a mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. So you see that should be the same thing as Aver V'Afa. If someone violated, he transgressed Isser Rabbanan, Erev Tavshilin, that even Einik Shabbos will say that you're not allowed to go ahead and have enough. Nothing more says, Loi. It's not a raya, because tricha, actually the islay perachrina we're talking about, where the person has other produce for Shabbos. And that's why if you transgress the isra abana of taking off maestros, it's going to be asr. But really, if you had no other ones, maybe the halacha would be, like in our case, or Erev Tavshilin, where if you violated just an isra abana, we would allow you to eat it on Shabbos, and therefore there's no raya. So the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya, toshema, from that Mishnah Masechtas Chumas. It says, Hamatbul Caleb, if someone immerses his vessels in the mikveh that he has in his courtyard, b'Shabbos and Shabbos, now thereby transgressing Issur Rabbanan, where the Rabbanan say in the Mishnah that a person has to be tovel all his kalim from before Shabbos, because if you do it on Shabbos, it looks like you're being mesakin, like you're fixing something, because now you can utilize it by immersing in the mikveh. So if someone goes ahead and does it on Shabbos, b'shoygig yishtamish ben, if a person did it by mistake, then he didn't know it's usur, didn't realize it's Shabbos, then they can utilize them on that day. B'mezid lo yishtamish ben, but if he did it intentionally, he can't use it, so you see that it is a drabanan. If one violates it, b'mezid, then we're not allowed to use it, even if it's in the place of Einik Shabbos. So that should be the same for our case of Ava V'Afa, that if you violated the Isra Bonam Erftav Shilin, then you should be able to go ahead, then you should not be able to go ahead and have enough from it on Shabbos. I think verses Loit Tzricha, the Islay Mon Achrin is told that he has other vessels, so again, it won't come in the way of his Einik Shabbos, but if there was no other, maybe it would be the Halacha, that in our case of Ava V'Afa, that it would be Mutter. Or Inami, another reason why there it's Asher is because Efshe B'Sheila. Because you could borrow utensils from your friend and utilize them, and therefore, again, it won't be that you'll be without any, but if you'd be without any, like in our case, maybe it would be permitted because of the Einik of Shabbos. Tashma, the Gemara tries to bring another Rai from that Mishnah Masechtas Trumas that says, I'm a vashel b'Shabbos, if someone cooks on Shabbos, so b'shoygi yachal, if he did it by mistake, he could eat it. B'mezid lo yachal, if he did it intentionally, he can't eat. So again, you see that if you do an Isser b'mezid, that then even in the place of Einik Shabbos, that the food that you cook for Shabbos is going to be Aser. But the Gemara says, no, again, that's not a riot because Isur de Shabbos Shani, a violation of Isur Shabbos itself, which cooking at Shabbos is one of the Lamates Malachas, where there's a punishment of Skila if one does that. Therefore, the Rabbanan penalize a person if he does that intentionally. But regarding the case that we asked on Amud Aleph, that if someone violated and baked on Yom Tov for Shabbos, which that is just the Isur Rabbanan of not making an Erev Tav Shilin, which is cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, there it's possibly it would be permitted, and therefore the Gemara does not end up resolving the question, what is halacha if someone did not make Erev Tav Shilin, and now he went and he violated, and he baked from, or cooked from Yom Tov to Shabbos, if one could go ahead and eat that on Shabbos or not. Now we mentioned the Mishnah, a machlik is regarding how many things are necessary to be made for the halacha of Erev Tav Shilin. So Bishami said you have to make two cooked dishes, and Mishnah said only one. So the Gemara comments the Masnit and Loki Haitana. Our Mishnah's version of this Machlik Bisham Mishil is not like the following Tana. The Tana like learned a Brisa. Amishim ben Lazar. He says Meidim Bishami Bisil. Actually, they both agree Al Shnei Tavshilin Shatzach that you do need two Tavshilin even Bisil. Now Manachlekum. But regarding what did they argue? Al Dag Ubeish Alav. Regarding the case that was mentioned that when you have a fish and an egg on top of it. Bishami say that you need to have two cooked dishes. Now, whereas this is really like one cooked dish because they're attached, and therefore one is bottled to the other, and therefore that would not work because that would be considered one cooked dish. How Basil hold that it's enough with one cooked dish like this. But however, they both agree you need to have two, but this one is like two, and that's why Basil would hold that would work. Now, Bishavan, however, Shimon Laza says that although his version is that they both agree you need to have two, they both agree shem pirper beya. Now, although they argue regarding the case of when you have the fish attached with the egg, but if you mashed an egg that was cooked, v'nasla techa gag, and you put it inside the fish, but it's its own thing, and therefore it's like two cooked dishes, oi, sharisa kaflutais, or if you crush leek, v'nasla techa gag, and you put it inside the fish, shein shnei tafshilin, where there, even Mishan would agree that it is like two cooked dishes, and therefore, that would work as an Erev. The whole machlokes was regarding when you have the egg and with smashed on with the fish, where there it's like one thing. That's where they had machlokes according to Shimon Laza, regarding if that would qualify as two or if that would only be as one and not work. Now, Amar Rava says, Hilchasa Ketana Didan, halacha is like the Tana of our Mishnah, which learns that Beisil hold that, no, not like Shimon Laza, that you don't need two, it's enough with one. Valib de Beisil, and like Beisil, who he holds that it's enough with one, and that's the halacha, and Erev Tav Shilin only needs one cooked dish and not two. Now the Mishnah said that Achlu Eisha Oved, if one has already eaten or has lost the Erev Tav Shilin before he has concluded his has cooked what he had needed from Yom Tov to Shabbos, Harizul Yavashalab, so then you don't cook anymore to start cooking for Shabbos because you lost that connection of what was started, and it's only permitted if you're concluding what you started from before Yom Tov. However, Om Abaya says, Nektinan, we have a tradition that Hishchel B'Isasai. However, if the person already started preparing the process of baking his dough from Yom Tov to Shabbos because of the Erev that was there, and then Menachal Eruv, then before he got a chance to finish baking the bread, the Erev was eaten, then Gaimer, the person, is allowed to conclude. But it's only what our Mishnah was saying was that if it was eaten before he even started what's considered concluding the process of before Yom Tov, and the food was eaten, so there's nothing to start now, because actually it would be a starting, which is forbidden to do on Yom Tov the Shabbos. It's only permitted to conclude what was done from before. If you had already started the continuation of the conclusion from before, and then it was eaten, even before you got a chance to finish, thereby it says, then you could continue, because now you're still concluding what was permitted, what was done in the ready and permitted fashion, and that could be done to continue making that bread from Yom Tov to Shabbos.